Yevamos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Achen, three brothers. Shnai mehen nesuin shtei achios. Two of them are married, two sisters. O isha uvita. Or these two brothers are not married to two sisters. Rather, they're married to a mother and her daughter. O isha ubaspita. Or one brother's married to a lady, and the other brother's married to her granddaughter, baspita. O isha ubaspina. Or one of the brothers is married to a grandmother, and the other brother is married to the granddaughter, meaning her son's daughter. But the point is that when they now fall to Yibum, they're usser intrinsically. Not because they're an erva to you, but they're an erva because of an outside factor, because they happen to be related. We've always been talking about sisters, but Taisis Yontif says that that's just because it's the most common. But really, it's any of the arayas. If these two women are now usser to marry both at the same time because of arayas, harei elu chotzos v'lo misyabmois. You only do chalitza, you don't do Yibum. And the reason that you don't do Yibum is because either if they're sisters, like we've always been saying the previous Mishnayos, it's achos kukaso, or let's say it's a mother and her daughter, or the other cases, mother and her daughter, it's not achos kukaso, it's bas kukaso. The point is that if a person is zokuk to two women, it's almost as if he's married midrabanan to both of these women. And if he's already married to both of these women, he can't go and do yibum to either of them because of arayas. You can't marry a mother and her daughter, or any of these. But you still need to do chalitza. V'Rabbi Shimon paiter. However, Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't even need to do chalitza. In this case, when there's one remaining brother, there's not like four brothers like the previous Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we had three brothers. There's one remaining brother, and now two women fall to him. According to Rabbi Shimon learns it from a drasha, the Rav says, it's treated almost like a tsaras erva, like we had in the beginning of the Masechta. And because it's treated like a tsaras erva, you're potter even from chalitza. Taz Yantav points out, in this case, but when there were two brothers, and the two sisters fell to the two brothers, there you needed to do chalitza, because it was lafdafka that they were tsaris to each other, because each sister could have married each other brother. Not that the two sisters needed to be tsaris to each other. Tsaris is when they're married to the same man. So the drasha of Rabbi Shimon that would pater from everything, even chalitza, you wouldn't have to do anything, like one of the arayas, is only this case where there are three brothers to begin with, and they fall to one person, one brother. Haisa achas mehen asura alav iser erva. If one of these women were usser to the remaining third brother, an iser erva, not from an outside factor because they were two sisters, but rather intrinsically to him, let's say it's his mother-in-law or his daughter, usser ba umutar bachosa. So he's usser to marry, to do yibum to her, obviously, she's an erva to him, but he's allowed to marry the sister because it's not achos kukaso, because he's not zokuk to his erva like we've been saying. Iser mitzvah, iser kedusha, chaletzes flomis yabemes. And if it's an iser, but not an Isser Kares, it's an Isser Mitzvah, like Shnias, Divrei Sofen, like we've said, or Isser Kedusha, like Amana Kohen Godel, Gushul Chalutzel Kohen Hedyot, all these cases where they shouldn't marry, but really, Midyaraisa, there is a Mitzvah Yibum, he should do Chalitza, but not Yibum, like we said in the previous Mishnah. And this he should do to both of them.